Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of Slaughterhouse.
Strip to get tipped. Those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl. Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings, and I mean, I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
They call me Nickel Nina, a.k.a. BKA. A player gotta keep a condom up cause we play safe. Ay. Then I'm taking the condom off cause I see they face. Then I turn off Joe to see cause they say, baby, want you to stay, but you can't stay. Ay. It ain't tricking if you getting it. If you ain't got that, you ain't balling, you mad. They call me Botox up in her man cause I help them get rid of all those bags.
All those bags.
I throw this brick on you, girl. Then I drink up, what's your number? I'ma throw this dick on you, girl.
She's got it all, she got all.
The strippers love me and I love them too. My bitch be like, what am I gonna do with you?
Oh, I never thought that I'd pay for her. Cause she strips to get tipped. Those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl. Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings. And I mean, I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl. I'm crooked, I, AKA, fuck your girl. Up in the sky, when it come down, say, fuck the world. These strippers are sprung, my middle initial is all for Richard, and my nickname's right on the tip of her tongue. The side of her mouth is dripping with egg. I'm drunk right now, stuck right now, trying to figure out how to get four chicks to sit on one chair. Oh yeah, turn the chair upside down.
Upside down?
I throw this grip on you, girl. Talking that handcuff, you ain't ever coming home, man, finna trip on you, girl.
Hey, girl, clap it. She's got it all, she got all the homies. Oh, I don't really know how to describe it.
Baby, you got some incredible skills. I want brains, you want shoes. True love's always head over heels.
Cause she strips to get tipped. Those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings. But I mean, I throw this dick on you, girl. I throw this dick on you, girl.
Y'all's on that note,
I just want to get that out the way. Watch Channel 5 News. They're telling you everything that's going on out here. Even with the University of Maryland, there's been two sexual assaults. And also, they talked about even in the grade school. Check this out. 27 grade students molested. So, yes, be very cautious being out in the DMV for y'all out there. But back to the show. As I said, once again, we're on Deep Dark and Dirty. For anybody that has a story that they want to talk about tonight, if anybody want to talk about the stories that we're going to be doing tonight, and also I'm going to be presenting some excerpts from some stories as well, channel in, like I said, once again, 657-383-0967, and let's have us some fun. Also, I heard about Tommy from Martin. Sorry to hear about that, RIP. You know, much love out there. Everybody said we're going to try to verify that story, but they is putting up on Facebook that I'm due for Martin. He had some complications, so definitely y'all send out love to him and the family, because, you know, in tough times, we got to be bonding and being there for one another and stuff like that. If you've never been to Blog Talk Radio, you can set up a page by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. It takes 30 seconds to set up an account, make your screen name, you know, just ask for the basics, and then you can join us in the chat room. Give us your feedback, any questions you have, or if you just want to listen on, you know, a line instead of being on the phone line, because I know some people, it's like you might be at work or something. You know, you can do that. But for those that want to be on the phone line, just press number one and open up your mic, and then let you onto the air. For those that have never checked out Deep, Dark, and Dirty before, you know, we got an archive for it. We've been on the air for 6 years now. So, you know, much love to all those people that's been supporting us since day one. And for those that want to support their ideas on the show, or maybe they have, like, a book they're trying to put out, or maybe you might be an artist, upcoming artist, or underground artist, or maybe you're a person that's been in the field for a long time, and, you know, you're having a comeback or something to try and do, maybe a concert in the area, definitely hit me up at dsbeme97@yahoo.com. Send me your information. All I need is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, contact information, your pictures. All I need is something to make your proper flyer, ask you the right questions, promote your work to all the people that you're trying to contact, and most of all, try to help you get paid. For those that's trying to get on here for the first time doing the interviews, though, it's $25. Send it to PayPal. And, you know, that's because before time I did it for free, and especially for some people that was even big-name people, it's like they was coming back 3 or 4 times and keep saying they was ready or doing things at the last minute. But just like the Joker said, if you get it, something, never do it for free. So that way I'm not wasting my time. You're not wasting your time. We're being professional about it. We're handling business. And now without further ado, I got my co-host on air. Welcome, Sugar Baby, to the show. How you doing?
Hey, hey, hey. How's
it doing? Well, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? What's your favorite erotic story that you read? Or who's some of your favorite artists that are erotic?
Okay, I don't have any specific stories because, you know, it's been a minute since I read some good, juicy, erotic stuff. But, you know, I'm always a Deep Dark fan of Zayn. You know, Zayn get right there to the nitty-gritty. And you know, I'm also kind of a fan of Mr. Yo-Yo. You know, you got some pretty juicy stories to yourself now. I know not everybody know all the stories that you've been giving me privy to hearing, but you got some pretty good stuff. Make you be your Nana on Agua.
So,
you know, I like some stuff that you write and saying, you know, she has some pretty good stuff. I mean,
I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, good stuff, so I ain't gonna hold you up. So,
let's see about this. What kind of movies do you like that are erotica? Because I have about 7 on my list, but I want to see what yours are before I go through my list.
Now, what was that one? And I think that was based off of a Zayn book where she was sleeping with all these men and she's a married woman.
Yeah, that's Addicted. The one I got on my list, Addicted.
Addicted. Yeah, Addicted was one of my tops. And let's see, what's another one? Girl 6.
Oh, yeah, the phone sex operator. Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, Girl 6, Addicted. And you know, I got a little nasty sad to me that don't nobody really know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What, you like Monster Balls?
You mean Monster Ball? You talking about with Halle Berry?
You mean throw it in and Halle Berry?
I like all that booty fucking. I'm just like, wait, and I think he liked to get it in the booty because I just watched Bad Santa, and Bad Santa was getting it in the booty too. You know, he played Bad Santa, and he liked to get it in the booty in Bad Santa. I think he liked booty. And my booty is to me.
Well, the ones I picked was Indecent Proposal. Addicted. You remember that one?
I remember a decent proposal, but I don't think it was all that erotic. Oh, you know
well,
what
think
is
about it. Setting the person up to mess with their wife and giving them money and trying to get it in with them.
Yeah,
oh,
but that wasn't all that erotic. Sliver. Did you forget about Sliver?
I don't think I've seen that one.
With Sharon Stone and the Baldwin dude and the Baldwin brothers.
Well, since you did say Sharon Stone, do you remember the one with her and Michael Douglas? That one was pretty intense.
Yeah, but Sliver was, like, straight up giddy.
Let's see, what else did I like? I like A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Because she had having her arm around his neck, and then he's talking about you hit that, and it's like, you hit what? So, you know, that was, like, the intensity on that dance. How about the movie The Crush?
That was pretty deep. Like I said, I've got some. I just, you know, I have to really press my mind and think about it. But, you know, it's some pretty good nasties out there.
Well, my top five books were Sweet Revenge, Addicted, Shame on It All, Nervous, and it was one other story I'm trying to think of. She went around and was killing everybody. A Green Eye Bandit, too. She was on a revenge tip because her sister got taken out by some street people. So she went back and was going through all the street people and making a name for herself.
Cool. I don't remember that one, but that just sounds good.
Yeah. Sweet Revenge. Now, like I said, since we're talking about all the different stories and stuff, I want to break down some of the good points to the stories and then some stories that I think needed a little bit of work. Now, with Sweet Revenge, there was this thing called Anything Goes, and that's the start out about the two sisters. Now, the one sister, you know, she's good, she's loyal, she's doing right, she's having a family, blase, blase, husband
right.
and all. And then the other one, you know, she's trying to be good, but then she starts going down the wrong path. You know, once you become the bad apple, you just start getting in trouble. But the bad part about her is, picture you accidentally kill somebody, and it's like from that point you start getting a thrill for trying to kill people and set people up and doing grimy stuff. So that's where Sweet Revenge comes in. It starts off with her being in the bedroom, setting up a person and doing all this stuff. But it's like that doesn't stop it for her. It's like how far will you go to make examples out of people? How grimy will you be to screw anybody that you want, even down to your sister's husband? And who do you think will be the main person that will probably try to take her out? I love the story, but the ending sucks, and y'all see it if you ever read the book. Definitely check that out. It's by Jessica Steele, and it's called Sweet Revenge. But like I said, you got to read the first book, which is called Anything Goes. So much love on that one. And she has some other books, but the main three I read from her was The Apple Tree and those two books. The Apple Tree wasn't erotic. It was more so prostitution and trying to set her daughter up because she was living that kind of life. But like I said, we'll be doing erotica tonight. Now, for Zane, I have three books that I really liked by her. One book I couldn't get into that everybody said that was good. The three that I liked by her was Shame One It All, Nervous, and Addicted. But the one that people told me was good was APF, and I still have it. But it's like I only read two chapters out of it. I couldn't really get into it like the other books I could. But now with Shame On It All, the reason why I like that is like it was hardcore. It's like everybody was getting in and doing something. Everybody was doing something buckle. I even got to the point they even 12th the professor doing some twisted stuff to them. And Nervous, she had multiple personalities. And to the point that she didn't even know she had an extra personality going on. So picture like you wrestling between being the good girl and the bad girl. You know, that's what every guy's dream is because sometimes you be too good. Then the guy might try to walk over you, but you be too bad then it's like everybody like, oh, shit, you got to watch out for her. So she was like flip-flopping. And it's like when she was bad, she was really bad. But when she was good, it's like, why does everybody keep picking on me? So it's like it was her defense mechanism. I thought that was her best book that I had read next to Shame on It All. But Addicted, I'm sorry to tell y'all, I know a lot of people loved it all the way through, but it's like the same way when I was watching the movie. I had to wait 20 minutes into it to really get into it. It's like once Tyson Beckford part came in, that's how it was for me in the book. From like chapter 18 all the way to the end, it was intensified. It was crazy. It was buck wild. You didn't know what to expect. It was just a hardcore movie. And it was a great book. So for that one, I loved it. But like I said, APS, I just couldn't do it. I tried my best. I kept waiting a few days or going back and stuff. And it was like, yeah, you know. Now, with 50 Shades of Grey, the recording was great, but the movie was straight garbage. It was like only two parts that really got to me. And everybody ever said that they watched it and read all three parts of the books. And even as being in the lifestyle, it's like, yeah, 50 Shades of Grey was mostly like a light fairy tale. It's like if you was trying to be kinky, then maybe it might help you out. But when I was watching, it was like the best NyQuil for me. I really couldn't be like, oh, yeah, I want to see that again. Or, yeah, I paid to get the DVD. I felt like after you seen the Blair Witch Project movie, you know, like when you seen them running through the woods and had the runny nose, you look like, okay, this kid got a cold. And at the end, it says Blair Witch. That's how I felt about watching 50 Shades of Grey. I said, like, yeah, I'm glad to see that in theaters. You know, sometimes it's better to watch things online. Let's see, what else do I have for y'all for movies or for books? Well, I have an excerpt from one of my stories that I've been working on. Borders that are kinky or into BDSM or freakiness. Hopefully you'll like this next piece I'm going to do. But before I do it, I'm going to play a song. It's going to be Last Time from Trey Songz. So don't go anywhere. Sit back and relax. Invite your friends in. And we're about to have some fun. And this is called The Last Time on the Dark and Dirty.
Songbook, baby. I'd like to thank Mr. Brian Michael Cox for helping me illustrate my film.
It's just getting too hot, baby.
Hey,
it's getting too hot.
It's the last time.
I mean, for real. This has got to be the last time. It's going to be the best, though. I promise.
Catch me with you.
These
hotel rooms is looking too familiar. Your love is so, so certain. Girl, you keep me coming back, baby. I'll be with her thinking of you. I'll be with you thinking of her, my cool machine. Don't know this, think nobody's perfect. But I just can't take no more. This is the last time I'm all caught up. And it's time to put it down.
thing on the phone. Tell me how you wanna get it. I know your favorite is the kitchen. But the way I used to kiss it. Well, I know you gonna miss it, but there's only one condition, baby. Please don't fuck. Don't be tripping, keep it tripping, baby girl. It's just me.
Video was on point, but in reality, picture somebody doing that to you. You go to the hotel, or you're trying to duck the hotel. Every time you're going past the person, you gotta play things off, and then the person's looking at you eating dinner with your girl. I mean, like, how do you handle a situation like that?
I tell you, like a pro, like a pro, like a pro.
But you remember even at the end, she was like, she had slid the key, and she was watching the jump the whole time, and he walked out looking like, oh, how did you find the room to go on and run after? It's like, nah, nigga, you're already sure. And the real deal, there's a real black woman. Oh, it even went down like that. You know something? Sometimes when people do videos or do movies, I don't think they really think about a real black woman. Because just like in that movie with Tyler Perry, you remember when he dragged her across the floor and it kicked her out the house? I look like, who do you think is going to let you grab their head, especially a black woman, and then push you out the house?
First of all, that hoe would have got slapped. Second of all, he wouldn't have been pulling on my hair because as soon as he dragged me to the door, I picked up that damn fire poker and stuck it in his chest. And then I'm just going to tell you, the whole situation in that Trey Songz video, a black woman, no. She'd be like, what you keep looking at that bitch for? He going to be like, what? And he'd be going out his way not to look at her. But you be knowing. He'd be like, nigga, I'm not stupid. You looking at that bitch. You must want me to slap the rest of your eyeballs out your head.
Well, what would you do if that was your situation, just like in the movie, like we were talking about earlier, Thin Line Between Love and Hate? You know, she kept warning him, say, you know what I did with my last husband, and, you know, I've been hurt before, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, she gave him a fair warning and everything. And then as soon as he gets caught up, he catching the ass, he'll call her crazy. But it's like, yo, I done told you. I done set the person up. I done been hurt. I try to leave you alone. You was cool people, you had your fun, you can do what you want to do, but the person just keeps going for you. Like, what are you doing when the person keeps pressing you, but you keep giving them fair warning?
Well, that's on them. Real talk, it's only so much a person can take. Legally, they're not doing nothing wrong. But when it comes to affairs of the heart, you can't play with people's feelings and not think you're going to get burned in the end. Because a bitch will hurt you, just like a man will hurt you. You cannot play with people, male or female, feelings, because at the end of the day, you wouldn't want nobody to do you like that if your feelings was caught up in the situation. People are so inconsiderate of how someone else feels. It's just like the situation when people are insensitive to when something happens to a black child, and then they say, picture, now picture if they were white. Imagine if it was you. If you were in that situation and somebody played with your feelings like that, how would you feel? You would snap out too. Don't try to make it out, oh, that's that crazy bitch mode. That's why we don't mess with black women, because they crazy and outrageous. No, you sit up there and play with our feelings because you got this image, oh, she's a strong black woman, she'll get over it. We got feelings too. We bleed just like the next person. We cry just like the next person. We just got to hold it together better because y'all always catering to them other hoes because you think they more sensitive than us. But we just as sensitive. We just have more pride.
Well, here's another issue with that too as well. But a guy, he could love his sports. A guy, he might fight to the death about anybody trying to get with his child. I don't even want nobody looking at that child or do anything. You know, back in the day, you can't say nothing about nobody's mama. But how is it that a guy can pursue you? He could try to chase you down. He could try to get your number. He could try to get all the other people out your way. He could try to move you in. He could try to woo you. He could tell you the best thing since sliced bread. But then once he gets complacent or he feels himself for being with you some years, they start sniffing the scent, or it's like, well, you know, she's always going to be here, but I get to do what I want to do, or I can do the jumps, but you can't do the jumps, or he blames you for him doing wrong because he feels like he should be entitled to. But the first time somebody calls his mama something, or the first time somebody does his daughter wrong, then he's offended. Why is it a guy that can be more towards other possessions of his, even down to sports and cars and even his job, why is it that a woman loses her value after a certain period of time?
Well, that's a very good question. Sometimes it takes both ends to keep that relationship going. I'm not going to say it's his fault. I'm not going to say it's her fault. I think it's a combined effort. You know, it can go either way. Sometimes women lose interest, too. You know, he did what he took to get her, but he not doing what it takes to keep her.
Well, sometimes it might not even be that, because look at that Tyler Perry movie. He was trying to bust his tail doing the job. He was trying to romance her. And she was more in love with the mic, so she's like, let him know, oh, you just the field nigga, and the corporate nigga is the one I want because he's paying my bills, he's making me floss, he's taking me out everywhere, and she up there giving him the business. What's up with that?
Yeah, this is true. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, to state the fact, that it's just some ignorant-ass people in the world. Some people just don't have no morals and no conscience. And that's the best thing I can describe as to what went down in that situation. Some people just think too much of themselves or think they deserve the best in life and to damn tell with everyone else and who it may hurt.
Well, getting back into the erotic stories, like I said, I have a special surprise for y'all. I'm going to be reading excerpts from my book that was Being Vindictive and BDSM, so hope you all would like what you're about to hear. And then after I'm done, I'm going to have, of course, my co-host to give some feedback on what I'm going to read. So let's get this started. All right, I'm going to start from the club scene, and then I'm going to finish with her being in the car. This scene is called Know Your Role and Use Your Mouth. And for those who have an oral fixation or that freaky, you should definitely enjoy this next part. How many of y'all have an oral fixation? Raises my hand. I know I do. I like for you to eat the pussy while I'm at work at the desk or at the restaurant or even being taken out on a date. I even want you to eat it after the period is off. I mean, every person that gets to lick doesn't mean they're going to fuck you, right? But a good tongue is a terrible thing to waste. I'm just saying. I mean, let's be honest, girls. Not every dick gets to stick, but if the tongue is a pleasing, she's not a leaving. I believe every woman should have at least one head doctor. I mean, think about it. Guys get excited off your looks. Try to run game to get into the panties. Keep videos and pics to jerk off to you. And where's the woman's compensation? She throws her hands up in the air looking crazy. That is why she made Arnold her pet. Arnold's about 5'8 and a half, 155, light brown skin, curly hair, straight white teeth, good boy, the church type look. Now, she won't lie to you. In the beginning, and she knows this is going to be dead wrong to say, but she thought Arnold was a little gay. No man should be as pretty as a woman or keep himself up to look so feminine. But she preferred a guy with OCD rather than the guy that's dirty or a guy that wears his pants off his tail, which is definitely a sign of him being on the DL. Anyway, Arnold is a good guy that grew up in the household that men are supposed to praise and respect women. He always opened doors for the mistress. Used his body as human furniture for and licked her wherever she liked and desired for him. This was just what the doctor ordered. Now, the things I'm about to do will usually get most women cursed out, called a tease, or have a guy trying to get the goods. But with an obedient, submissive, or pet, the possibilities are endless with the unusual and extreme tortures that one can do with their body. An evil grin came to her face. Since Arnold was passive and didn't ever seem to want to be aggressive and please a woman as an alpha male would, she would set him up to put him in compromising situations. Like this one time, it was her and her girls out at the club for ladies' night. You know, they would hit the club with balling, flashy, and very nice-looking bachelors, and they would flirt with them and have fun in their league. But tonight, they wanted to try something a little bit more devious, yet fun to spice up the club scene. The mistress and her girls were invited to see some of the masters from the dungeon to join them at the club that night. None of us let Arnold know what was going on. He had been out with them on many a times and felt like a little kid in the candy store with three luscious, thick, gorgeous ebony goddesses ready for what they had in store for him. Let's see. It was Atasha, Gina, and the mistress. They were the three sexiest dominant goddesses from the dungeon. Tashana is a caramel ebony goddess with hazel eyes that were cat-shaped, thick, full lips, kinky twist in her hair, and 38 double D breasts and nice long legs. And is about 6'1" in height. That was Gina, which was physically more like the mistress. She had exotic eyes and thick shape, except she was a rare bone and had an ass that would clap every time she would walk. I try to sound like a lesbian, but the mistress said she would inspect the heck out of her ass. She just said, "Here you go, goddess," Arnold said, grinning from ear to ear as he handed them their drinks. "Thank you, Arnold," they said in unison, smiling back at him. Just imagine all the naughty things they were about to do to him. They wanted to make him hard as a rock and ready to bust everywhere. They love orgasm restraint. Make a person feel it that they want it so bad that they want to pop. And then after that, leave them there, hanging. Tashana licked her lips at Arnold and then looked at her drink to tell Arnold, "Hey, how you doing?" And the guy says, "Yes, how are you?" He says, "How does it feel to be with three lovely goddesses?" She notices his erection while teasing him, stroking him long and hard between each word that she said. Thrown off guard and began stuttering uncontrollably while trying to answer her question. Says, I'm so overwhelmed to be with such lovely goddesses. I thank y'all for having me. Gina slowly walks behind Arnold and starts caressing his balls in her hand through the seam of the pants and seductively whispering his ears. "Are you ready to have some fun?" We all looked at him with evil grins on their faces. He would look back at him like, "What did I get myself into?" Now, I'm going to skip into, like I told y'all, what happens in the truck part. So check this out. After they had him in the shower and teasing him at the club with grinding on him and everybody playing with him, then she had woke up the next morning beside him. You know how you have somebody sleep beside you, but she don't give them the business. She was grinding up on him, and he had to hold on to her breast while she had him pressed up against the wall. So now, he made her some breakfast the next morning and was getting ready to start that day. And then this is what happened. The mistress had a tingly feeling inside. She says, "I could tell he had one of these young boy crushes on her. But like she said before with many guys, you could be a friend that could have fun with no strings attached. But if you come at her like you want to get down with her, you must be totally aggressive or she'll make you into her little bitch." After eating a wonderful breakfast, working out, and taking a nice long hot shower, she figured she would take Honor out for a long drive and see what they could get into. She was sitting on the passenger side up front in his Ford Explorer with a seat tilted back, and while he was driving at moderate speed. "So, Arna." "Yes, goddess," he says, as she took a sip of her orange Gina before she started drilling him with a thousand questions. "What made you so interested in the domination and submission?" "Well, at first I thought it was just fascinating about being with an aggressive woman." "Mm-hmm. I love a take charge woman. I'm not into the yes, dear, no, dear, anything you say type woman." "I feel him on that. That's definitely not me. I like the type of woman that will tell me when I'm wrong. She initiates things when I'm horny. Or sometimes she might just do things to test me, to get a reaction out of me." The mistress gave him an evil snicker at that one. She said, "That is definitely me," in the back of her head. "Well, that's all fine and dandy, Arnold. Well, why do you see yourself as a pet? You can just have an aggressive girlfriend that likes to do role play for things like that." "Well, I've tried the dating scene and it doesn't seem to work out for me. Women will say you're too nice, or they will ask me, why would I let someone treat me that way? I have certain things I desire that most women would judge me on. While they might do it for a little time, they eventually end up leaving me alone." "Like what?" I was really curious now. "I like being used as a human ashtray, face center, forced oral, and made to please others while they use my body as human furniture. This just keeps getting better and better," I thought to myself. A sadistic smile came across my face as a million and one ideas popped into my head of how I should mercilessly tease you. Matter of fact, the mistress said, "Why should I wait?" She noticed that traffic was headed their way. She noticed traffic was approaching their way, and so she said, "Leave off the beltway and take the back road." This was a fine time for her to put some of her fine ideas into motion. She methodically reached over and tightly gripped in between Arnold's seatbelt and awakened his friend resting as she commanded him to get off at exit 18 and use the back road to Gina's house. He says, "Yes, mistress." His body jerked back from her unexpected touch, but he complied with her wishes. She noticed a lot of back living in houses that were about a mile apart and acres of land that was empty. She was feeling a little freaky, but she didn't want to get caught up by the law and get pulled over. Then she says, "Unfasten your pants," she commanded Arnold. "Unfasten my pants?" He looked at her confused and then did what she said. "Time to make things hot up in here." Then she hopped over into his lap as soon as the red light came, and she took the steering wheel and she said aggressively to him, "What are you waiting for? Whip it out and do what you got to do." He says, "Yes, mistress." He rushed to pull his dick out, for he knew that this might be the only chance he was going to get to be able to feel her. Then she pressed her foot on the gas and was pushing 75 miles per hour on a 55-mile zone. She said, "Stroke that motherfucker and picture these big titties in your face." As she slow-grinded on him up against his six-pack in his groin area, he says, "Yes, mistress," and then said, "Oh, shoot." She says, "Is that the best you can do?" She said, "Get that Vaseline out the purse and beat that thing." He hurried up like a little kid to get before getting the beating and pulled out the Vaseline from her purse. He whipped it open and then pulled out a handful and started beating himself. She started moaning deeply as her juices started to drip all over his legs. She shouted, "Tell me, how bad do you want me?" As she gave him a sinister look through the overhead mirror, he was gasping for air and his body was shaking like he was having convulsions, like he was ready to explode, wishing he could be deep inside her warm, tight, ball-shaped pussy. He says, "I want to fuck the shit out of you, mistress." And she says, While he was biting down on his bottom lip, she said, "Yeah, right. I don't believe you. Take your effing hands off of me and play with the pussy." He says, "What?" His eyes got big. He was in total disbelief that he wasn't going to get enough from her. Was imagining how bad he wanted it. She says, "Take out the toy from the purse." He says, "Yes, mistress." He hurried up and pulled out this chocolate dildo from her purse and started pushing inside of her pussy. She started moaning deep and hard. Says, "Yeah, that's good. You're a good little boy. Now play with the nipples under my shirt." He says, "Yes, mistress." She knew he was a non-getting pussy motherfucker because most guys would have pulled over and tried to hit her doggy style. She said, "I'm definitely going to turn him into my personal little bee tonight." She says, "F this pussy right now." He says, "Yes." Ooh. And then he starts moaning deeply as she started pushing her ass all the way back on her. She says, "Fuck it, damn it. Pull these nipples harder, baby, harder." She used her left hand to play with her fat, juicy pussy while her clit was throbbing. He started licking her lips seductively and panting heavily. And she says, "Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it deep." They both exploded together as they pulled over on the side of the road. He pushed his arms around her. She says, "Get your effing hands off of me. You're just my personal bee." She grabbed her wet wipes out of her purse and cleaned herself up. Then she grabbed her cell phone from out of her purse and hit up Gina to let her know what her personal plans was going to be for her little bitch tonight. And once again, that's called Know Your Role and Use Your Mouth. So, what did you think about that? Oh, shoot. I guess we just missed it. Well, everybody, for who heard that story tonight, you can leave your response on the homepage for this, which is, once again, Story Night. What's your favorite erotic story? For anybody that has any erotic story, once again, you can leave it with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/NaggyEnemy, KNOWURENENY, or hit me up on Facebook at Kiami.Naji, KEYAME .NIJI, or you can follow me on Twitter at Know Me, Know Me Not, KNOW, Know Me, Know Me Not. I definitely appreciate everything. I hope everybody had fun tonight. We're going to have some more fun tomorrow night. We're going to be doing movie reviews and TV show reviews. So now a lot of people are watching, Empire tonight, and it was off the chain. But I want to reel for anybody that hasn't watched it yet. So definitely, if you haven't checked it out, we're going to be talking about it tomorrow night. And next week, it's going to be even more intense with Empire. And then on Saturday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing another poetry jump, but it's going to be Poetry Battle Night. So for all those people that are lyricists, do haikus, or, you know, like to do collabs together, it's going to be your night on Saturday. And then next week we'll have even more fun. Once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. We're going to close out with Molly on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Have fun. See you later.
Got your girl.